Okay, so we're holding now in Perek Ches, Ois Tes. So whoever has the Sefer, Memoroim, page Kuf Nun Zayin, at least in the old edition, I don't know what it is in the new one, Ois Tes. So what we saw the last few weeks, we've been discussing the sheet of the Rambam over here in Shmeinu Prokim, that the Ratzon of Hashem back in the times of Ma'aseh Bereishis included in it everything that's going to happen in the world. All the different events, really, like the ability for things to take place, but specifically what he's talking about is more like he says the laws of nature was set back then, and that's what Psukim and Chazal, the world just goes along the way that Hashem created back then. So he says it's not pshat that Hashem is creating the universe anew every moment, and that's we did two shiurim explaining how that stems with the Nefesh HaChaim, who seems to say not like that. He seems to say mechadish b'chol yom tamid ma'aseh bereishis, that Hashem renews the creation and mamish is boire kviyachol, every moment. And we explained that we were miyashiv it, that it shouldn't be a machlekes, but the ikur of the Shitas HaRambam is that, and this he says, we saw Rabbi Yaakov Meir explains this. Just one second. Let me take this phone out of here. Hold on. Okay. Sorry. So it's all part of the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is that of course he foresaw everything in advance, and when he created the world, really in that moment of creation, certainly according to the Rambam, the 6 days of creation, he set everything into play, and everything that's going to take place in the history of the world is really an unfolding of that Ratzon, that initial Ratzon. And the Rambam goes so far as to say that even the miracles that are going to take place in the future were already set in the fabric of the cosmos back at the time of Sheish Yimei Bereishis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu already pre-programmed them into the world. So it's not pshat that when there's a nes that takes place, there's a miracle that takes place, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu now just decided to do something out of the ordinary, to do something miraculous. No, this miracle was really already programmed into the world back then. So there's no chiddush ratzon now at the current moment when the miracle takes place. The chiddush ratzon is just at the beginning of creation. That was kolel, that included all the miracles that are going to take place. So that's the topic of today's Ois, of Ois Tes in Rabbi Yaakov Moshe. So he says like this. Ulam ashekosav oid harambam, the gam bechidush hanisim, husam ba'teva, sheyitchadesh ma sheyitchadesh. Right? What the Rambam wrote, that even the chidush of miracles was put into nature, that when the time comes for there to be a chiddush, for there to be a miracle, it will happen. And when that new thing takes place, that miracle takes place, people are going to think that it only was nischadish now. Anyone who sees the miracle, let's say, of Kriyas Yamsuf, is certain that Hashem just intervened now and made something extraordinary happen that didn't exist beforehand. And it's not true. According to the Rambam, it's not true. Kriyas Yamsuf was also programmed into the fabric of the cosmos that such a miracle could take place, and l'chari would take place. The truth is that we'll see, the way Rabbi Yaakov Moshe understands, I think it's what really comes out of the Rambam, is that it could take place. Not necessarily that it would. You'll see why I'm saying this, but let's wait to see what Rabbi Yaakov Moshe says in the continuation here. V'yoysim is a kosa v'perish ha-mishnah. The Rambam writes even more than this in his Perusha Mishnayot on Masechet Avot itself. These prokem are the Hakdama to Pirkei Avot. But in Pirkei Avot itself, in Perek Hey, the Avos Mishnah Vav, you can take a look at the Rambam there, in Perek Hey, Mishnah Vav. So this is the Lashon of Zelishono, this is the Lashon of the Rambam. Kvar Zacharnu Lecha BePerek Hashmini. We already mentioned to you in the fifth parak, the eighth parak of the Shemona Prakim. References back to our parak here in the Shemona Prakim. Shehem rotze lomar hachachamim lo yaminu bechidush haratzon bechol et. That the chachamim don't believe in Hashem's being mechadish the ratzon at every moment. Aval betchilat asiyat hadvarim sam bateva sheyasu behem kol ma sheyase. Or שיעשו בהם כל מה שיעשה, הן יהיה הדבר שיעשה תמיד, והוא הדבר הטבע, או יהיה חידוש לעתים רחוקו, והוא המופת, הכל בשווה. Already the beginning, when he made things, he put into nature that anything that will need to take place, right, whether it's something that takes place that he does all the time, which is nature, or if it's something that he's mechadish for לעתים רחוקות, you know, at very specific times that are distant from each other. Vua mofet, that's the miracle. Hakol b'shaveh, all of that together equally was in the chidush of ratzon at the time of creation. Al kein amru, therefore they said, shebiyom hashishi sam b'teva haaretz shetishka koirach v'adato. He put into the nature of the world, the nature of the ground, the nature of the land, that Korach and his community would sink into the, right, would swallow it up into the ground, ulebe'er shiotzi amayim, and that the well, meaning the stone, would be able to, the rock would be able to give out water, uleaton shiidaber, and the donkey of Bilam, that it would have the ability to talk. V'chein ha'shar, and so to all other things. Ayin sham. In other words, he understands that is what Chazal tell us, that these nisim were already b'bein ha'shmashos, already at the time of creation. This is what they mean, is that they're coming to say this vart, that the Rambam is, this is his raya, is that all the miracles will, it's not just that list, that's what comes out from the Rambam. It comes out from the Rambam that's like, maybe those are the avi avos hanisim. Those are the classic examples, but be'etzem it's kolel all the different miracles that take place. So he says,
"Shuta." Sure. Yeah. Can I ask why? What does it matter?
What does it matter
whether he's mechadash for kol rega or he is programmed? What's
okay?
Importance?
Yeah. So you know that there's always a twofold answer to that. One is Etzem Adaval, okay? We saw in the Shiurim when we spoke about the Rambam in this whole Shita, is that it comes out to a certain extent a pchitut in understanding Hashem's greatness, like as if he has to continuously change something. That's one thing that would be, right? It's like, oh, now the world took a turn for the worse, I'm going to make a miracle. It's like, That's a little bit of the lowering of the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as if like he didn't foresee something, so now he's got to try plan B. That's one thing which we didn't really speak about, maybe I mentioned it in passing. But more than that, the Rambam, what really pushes the Rambam, and really was that the Shita of understanding that every moment Hashem is creating the world again has a very, very bad negative impact on the Inyan of Bechira, on the Inyan of our free choice. Because it comes out very, very, it's very, very difficult to insert free choice if everything you did is a new thing that Hashem just did. Like he brought the example of moving a pen. So it came out that four things had to concurrently take place all by God. And so it comes out that you're not the one moving the pen. Hashem happened to move the pen. Hashem moved the pen. At the same time, he made your hand move. At the same time, different things. So it has a very, very bad impact on our understanding of Bechira, and if a person doesn't feel and doesn't understand that he has full Bechira, of course, that will take him away from Avodas Hashem, from proper Avodas Hashem. It could actually take a person completely away from Torah Mitzvahs, because what's the point if, I can, you know, guy has the Yetzirah, and he says, there's nothing I can do about it. I'm programmed this way. Hashem's doing this. It's not me. And so it has a lot of ramifications for understanding how our Avodas Hashem works.
Good.
Okay. All right. So, Ayin Shum, see there, that's the end of the quote that he brings. He says, you could see there, I guess, more in the Rambam on Avos. Poshut HaDavar, says Rabbi Yaakov Moshe, it's simple. The Kavonas HaRambam Me'achar De'Betchilat Ha'itcholelut Niskar Hakol B'Skira Achat. It's poshut that since the Kavona of the Rambam's intention is that since at the beginning of creation everything was surveyed in one shot, Rabbi Yaakov didn't need time to look at things, right? In one moment he surveyed everything. Lo yitachen shelo yikanes beklal ze gam ha'pu'lot shel nisim v'niflaot. It's impossible that they wouldn't be put into that, right? Also, the pu'ulos, the actions of miracles. It's not like he doesn't, there's no surprises that are coming up later that, oh, now I got to do a miracle. He saw everything straight from the start. Ubi yoskein, and there, being that that's the case, Noach yotel lomar shu samken bateva mitchilat sheshit imei bereshit. It's easier for us to say that it was put into nature already at the beginning of the 6 days of creation. And this is the explanation of what Chazal say. Tnai hitna HaKadosh Baruch Hu im Ma'aseh Bereshit v'chule, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a condition, he made a tnai with Ma'aseh Bereshit, shesam tnai ze ba'teva. He put this condition into the teva, meaning that sometimes a miracle will take place, like Kriyas Yamsuf, or if they're going to, you know, different. I mean, there's also tnai hitna HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ma'aseh Bereshit is the Torah, right? If they keep the Torah, then good. Otherwise, we'll bring everything back to Tov Avo. But the point is that there's a tnaim, so to say. There's a tnai that HaKadosh Baruch Hu already put into the nature at the beginning of time. And what the Rabbeinu Maral, in his Sefer Dechei Chaim, Avos over there in that Mishnah, what he, you know, bashes at, he attacks the Rambam over there. She'im ken ma haya tzrich liYisrael el haTfila be'et kriyat Yam Suf. Im usam b'teva likroa lemayam, harei muchrach. V'im lo usam b'teva lo yeh, ayin sham. The Maral attacks the Rambam. If that's the case that the miracles were already programmed to take place, so what did Klal Yisrael have to daven for, right? His yatzvu, they started to daven, and then Moshe tells them, "What's the point of tefillah? Either it's meant to happen or it's not meant to happen. It's already predestined. It's pre-programmed. It's predestined. What's the point of tefillah?" That's what the Maral attacks the Rambam on this shita. So in other words, the Maral understands that the miracle can only take place because we davened. And because we daven, now Hashem was mechadish that this nation should take place, but it wasn't pre-programmed. It wasn't already there from before. That's his kasha on the Rambam. V'chein heir haralbag, and the Rabag also makes this type of ha'ara, huva b'divri ma'aral, b'akdamato ha'shniya l'sifro gvurot Hashem. It's a very long hakdama, the second hakdama of the Maharal to Sefer Gvurot Hashem. And there he brings the Ralbag, who also asks Zelishano, V'im yu amoftim itchadshim meratzono akadum v'chulei, if the miracles were put already into his original ratzon at the time of creation, lo yatzar chidush hamofet, then you wouldn't need the mofet to be made new now. Avlayam itchadesh ba'it ha'i bezulat ha'navi v'chulei. Even without the Navi, it could have been nischadesh, because right there are some miracles he talks about, there are some miracles that need a Navi to do them, or he needs to prophesize about them, and then the miracle will take place. So it's just like, what does the Navi have to do with any of the miracles? It's either going to happen or not. Same type of question that the Maral asked. Ulam be'emet, ayin sham. Ulam be'emet, Ein ze stira klal. Says Rabbi Yaakov Moshe, this is not a contradiction at all. V'hu al derech shekatav Rambam kan le'inyan ma shenigzal min ha'shamayim. And the way to understand this is based on what the Rambam writes here regarding what's decreed min ha'shamayim. Sha'inyan domeh ki'ilu ha'me ha'shem yizbo'ach. Sha'hanoladim le'atid yemen mored ve'over ve'chasid ve'ra ve'ze amiti. It's right, like similar to Hashem says, the people that are going to be born in the future, the following list of people that are going to be in the future, there's going to be of them this rebellious one, this transgressor, this chassid, or this bad guy, vizamiti, and that's true. Hashem knows the list, right? We know that He already showed it. It says Zeh Toldosa Adam. So dor shav makshav, he saw all the generations, everybody is going to be. Velo mipnei ze ha-ma'amar hitchayev ploini shehu hara. It's not because of that statement of Hashem that it's obligated that the so-and-so is going to be bad. Avul kol me she'era hu b'bchirato. If somebody is bad, it's because of his own free choice. Again, this is the Rambam who says that Hashem's pre-knowledge doesn't impact his bechira, how those things go together, we can't understand. But that's the vart. The vart is that it doesn't impact the guy's actions. And if the guy does bad, it was through his own free choice. So ken gam bezeh, so too it is over here in this sugya. Hagam shehu sam bateva, sheyikara hayam. Even though he put into nature that the sea would be split. Lo haya hechreach sheyikara az. There was nothing forcing that the sea should be split at that time when it was. The sea could have been split at a different point in time. It is for that reason that they needed the tefillah. It was their tefillah that it caused that cloth that was put into the sea from the beginning of Maaseh Bereishis, right, from the time of Maaseh Bereishis, it was put into the Yam, the ability to be split. Their tefillah caused that cloth would be manifest now, at the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Otherwise, it might not have happened. The Ikar HaInyan, the Ikar of the Inyan is, in order to elevate nature, maybe it's, I'm not sure if it's lemechon or maybe it's, to the abode or to the level of the supernal chefetz, desire of Hashem at its creation, she'oto ha'helem, that concealment, right? When Hashem created the world, He concealed Himself. That's how He created the world, right? Tzimtzum. And that concealment would ultimately bring the revelation that is intended to in the future. The whole reason of the Tzimtzum, you know, the Arizal in a number of places uses such a lashon that this type of lashon in different ways, a few places, is that the tzimtzum is the tikkun. The tzimtzum is the Hashem's minimizing His revelation of light, but that itself is what lays the groundwork and lays the ability for the rectification of the world, which is His revelation, the revelation of His glory. And the basic idea is, you know, to use the easiest, I guess, a very basic mashal. If you go out into the very, very bright sunlight, okay, so the sunlight can be very blinding. So we put on sunglasses, and that's those sunglasses, which are mitzamtzem, they limit the light that reaches my eyes. That allows me to be nene from the light. That allows me, otherwise it's blinding early. So the overabundance of light is blinding. It's the tzimtzum that makes the tikkun that I can see. So in the same way, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, He concealed Himself in order for us to be able to exist, first of all, because otherwise we'd just be nullified in the Or of Hashem. And then it also enables us to be able to see, to view him. But it's a process. It's a process where the helem, the concealment, starts off a process where Hashem put it into our hands to bring the revelation to the right, and because Na'amah d'Kisufa, it shouldn't just be shameful bread. It should be that we earn Hashem's Gilui Kvodo. So that's what Rabbi Yakimovich over here says, is that in order to elevate Teva, nature, to the level where it's supposed to be, where Hashem wants it at the beginning of creation, where he wants it to get to, right? Which again, because that concealment is for the purpose of bringing the Gilui Lasad Lavoi, Be'erech Helem Azera, Be'beten Adama, Shemevi Et Atzmicha VeGidul, and he brings the mashal, I think he brought already in the past, I think we saw this together, that the concealing, or maybe the Rambam himself, it wasn't the Rambam's, that when you conceal, you hide the seed in the ground, right? Deep in the ground, whatever, you hide it in the ground. So dafka that brings the growth, right? Dafka, the concealment of the seed, brings to the growth of that seed, where now you're going to be able to see something beautiful come out of that seed. Like we explained earlier in our words, that this is the reason that nature was put into existence, right? The nature is fundamentally the concealment of Hashem. It's known that Hateva is gematria Elokim, right? Because that's what it is. It's the flip side of Elokim. It's the concealing. Elokim is the Midas Hadin, which is the concealing bechina of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sheken ratza l'sha'el, שבכדי לגלות את הגילוי המכוון בבחינת גילוי שם הוויה ככתבו, that's what Hashem wanted to estimate, measure out, that in order to reveal the intended revelation in the bechina of revealing the shem havaya the way it's written, because now we only read it, we don't read it the way it's written, but in order we want to get to the revelation of the shem havaya the way it's written, right, that's going to be lasad lavoi. So yihya elam teva shel kach vekach shanim. So he decided that in order to be revealed, that would be necessary for the concealment nature, which is concealing, of a certain number of years. Ubetoch tabura shel teva, and dafka inside of the tabur of the teva, so to say, yitpateach hagilui hamefulash sheyitgale latid lavo. The amazing Gilui, which is going to just spread right through, that's going to be revealed in the future, is going to develop. That Gilui of the future is going to dafka develop through the nature. And it, v'hi amachsheret, and that is what's going to prepare the growth of the future. Emet me'eretz titzmach. That's the pasuk says, right? The truth is going to sprout forth from the ground, from the concealment. Mishvil zeh hu sam be'etzem ha'teva misheshe dibeir bereshit. For this reason, it was put into the fabric of the teva from the 6 days of creation. Kolomar mereshit ha'elim shel ha'teva, meaning from the beginning of the concealment of teva. Gam koach v'achshara, for that reason, was put also the koach and the preparation legiluy ha'nisim v'niflaot, for revelation of the miracles and wonders, sheshora shelemu agilu shelatid, whose root, their root, the root of the miracles and the wonders, is the revelation of the future. Ubiyot ken, and being that that's the case, mitgalelanu, so it becomes revealed to us, shegamateva eno ha'alama legamri, that even nature is not a complete concealment, el rak nela mibachutz v'nigla mibifnim. It's just concealment on the outside, but inside there's a revelation going on, dafka through the teva. So that comes out that the Rambam and the Maral really were both aiming at the same thing, and they're both really coming out to the same point, So he's saying that the part of, right, the concealment really hides in it the future. And part of the future is going to be nisim v'nifla'ot. So the nisim v'nifla'ot And since the future is supposed to sprout out, the revelation of miracles is supposed to sprout out from the concealment, Mimela, the Rambam is so right that all the Nisim were pre-programmed in it, because those Nisim are really part and parcel. They're really concealed within nature itself. Nature is supposed to give birth to miracles of the future. So it's not two separate things. The Nisim are an extension of nature, which will become revealed in the future. Right? In the future we're going to see, and we saw it already, I mean, I don't know if any of us remember that, but, you know, by Adam Arishon, right, it says that there was no pregnancy of 9 months. They just went, right? And we see that in the future, it says that Atid Haaretz Lotzi Klimelat Gluskaot V'Klimelat, right, that bread is just going to come right out of the ground, and clothing is going to grow out of the ground. So there's going to be what we look at as miracles, that's going to become like a normal thing. And all that tremendous miraculous things are all kind of embedded, rooted inside of the Teva. It's like the Kli for the Gilui of the future. V'asher to'en HaRalbag, this is the last paragraph, V'asher to'en HaRalbag hu v'bagdama shniyah shel Gvuros Hashem anal, what the Ralbag tained against the Rambam, brought down in the second Hakdama of the Gvuros Hashem of the Maral, d'im haya nivra b'sheshit me b'reishit, haya mitchayev שנמצא הדבר אשר בעבורו נתחדש המופת, כמו למשל קריאס ימסוף, חייב דבר זה שירדפו מצרים אחר ישראל אין שם. The Ralbag uses another taina there, which the Maral brings, is that if it was created at the time of Sheshit Zmei Bereishis that there has to be a Kriyas Yamsuf, then also the cause of Kriyas Yamsuf had to have been created back then, which is that the Mitzrayim are going to be Roidev Klal Yisrael. The bad guys are going to do bad. And that's already a problem, because again, we're infringing on the Bechira of people. We know the Rambam, right, speaks about Paro and the Mitzrayim. They had Bechira. Paro lost his Bechira according to the Rambam. But this would be unfair. So lefi dvareinu ein zu ta'ana, according to our words, says Rabbi Yaakov Moshe, there's no ta'ana in this. There's not a problem. Sharei mevukash me'amofet hu kedei sheyavi ha'teva et ha'gilui ha'atid. What is the purpose of the miracle? The purpose of the miracle is in order for the nature to bring the future revelation. Ve'im lo hayu mitzriyim rodfim achar Yisrael, had it not been that the Mitzrayim not chased after the Jewish people, lo haya achoshech kol kach mechase eretz, the darkness would not have been covering the world so much. Ve'lo haya nitzrach legilui hamofet, and there wouldn't have been a need to reveal the miracle. Ki chen ha-yesod shel choshech hu mema she-medi'ichim et oram shel Yisrael. The yesod of darkness comes from what the goyim, or what they try to, what the light of the Jewish people is extinguished or made dimmer. She-mipnei ze haya nidrash le-gilui o. So that for this reason, now there was a need for a revelation of light. When the Mitzrayim are chasing after the Mitzrayim, and this is true of all the Dayos, when the Goyim are chasing Klal Yisrael, when the Goyim are doing terrible things, the Holocaust or anything, when the Goyim are attacking Klal Yisrael, that itself is a darkness in the world. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu now needs to counterbalance that darkness, because there's a purpose to the world to have a certain amount of light, right? Eventually he's going to more and more. But therefore, there was a necessity for him to reveal more light. Hutzad ha-mofet. That's the side of the mofet. Here it took a miracle, Kriyas Yamsuf, to combat the terrible choshech that the Mitzrayim had brought over here. V'nimtza da'en achanat ha-mofet she'hu sam ba'ateh v'chayav shum davar le-Mitzrayim. So it comes out that the preparation of the miracle that was put into nature didn't obligate the Mitzrayim to behave in the way they did. It just and allowed that if the Mitzrayim so choose, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu can use that miracle that he already prepared at that time to combat their darkness. So, you know, like if you make a system, you know, you have like emergency systems, you know, I don't know, a plane, whatever, you know, you have an emergency system that kicks in when everything goes bad. That's like the miracles. It's like there's certain emergency systems that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to keep the machine going, meaning the world going. So when things get so bad, systems are down, and it's like, uh-oh, there's a big problem here, he's put that emergency system that technology into the world, which is called the miracles. And when necessary, he applies those miracles. But it, of course, the bechira of mankind goes on, and it's not programmed when he would use those miracles. It's just programmed that he will use those miracles if it becomes necessary. But the necessity will be based on what people in this world do, and based on our tefillos, based on man's actions. That's what's going to come down to, so that it's no stira to bechira. That's the end of this parak. If anybody has ha'oros or questions, Moshe, you have a question?
Maharal and the Ralbag are asking a very fundamental question.
Yes.
Which seems to be the idea of Hashem, and then how does that coincide with bechira as we go through time? And he seems to be giving an answer, simply saying that Hashem didn't fix things within time, but just had them as a potential, and we can activate them at any moment in time. Am
yeah.
I right? That's his way to try and get out of this problem?
Yeah, specifically when it comes to the miracles. Yeah. Because when it comes, yeah, you happen to be right that the Ralbag and the Maral discuss the overall sort of Yedea Bechira. And but this is like a piece of that. The Hakdama Shniyah really discusses, like you're saying, it discusses the more, you know, the larger question of Yedea Bechira Bechlal. This is like a prat, the issue of miracles and how that works is more like a detail within it. So as far as the miracle goes, that's what Rabbi Yaakov Moshe is saying over here.
So Rabbi Yaakov Moshe is saying that the Yedea of Hashem is not absolute; it's all potentials. Potentials to be activated at different times based on the need to balance out the Giloy and the Hester.
No.
It doesn't have to happen.
No. So that's not. He is saying Hashem knows what's going to happen, but that doesn't impact your actions. That's the regular Yedea Bechira thing that the Rambam and Ravid really.
We wouldn't have to add in this element of time. If you're going to say that, then why do we have to add in the aspect of time and tefillah to activate it now?
Because that's based on man's bechira. In other words, the whole aspect of what tefillah does, or a navi's involvement, all that is how our actions affect the world. As far as our actions, it's up to us. The fact that Hashem knows what we're going to do and what we're okay, that's his problem. That's problem. That's his koyach. But that doesn't. It's not the pshat that it forces me. The Ralbag and the Maral were attacking the Rambam, that forget about Yedea Bechira. If you're going to say that miracles are pre-programmed back then what do you need to do anything now? It's going to happen one way or the other. And to that, meaning in our world, it's going to happen one way or the other. To that, Rabbi Yaakov Moshe is saying, no, it's not going to happen one way or the other. It's up to us. The mitzido of the Rabbanu Shalom, that he happens to know exactly how everything's going to pan out, okay, that's his yediyah, that doesn't relate to us. We still would need our tefillah as far as the world that we live in. Had we been mispalel, a miracle would happen. Had we not, it would not happen. That's, it's still built on the regular Bechira yediyah problem. Paradox. What's that?
Motion? I just say that back to make sure I've understood this point.
Yeah.
We're operating on two levels. The first level is the fundamental question of Yedea Bechira. And on that we're saying we're not actually openly addressing that question, because the Yedea of Hashem is not size of the Bechira of a person.
Right.
And nothing is Mukhrach simply because Hashem has the Yedea.
Right.
Then we're saying on a separate level that Hashem has actually put things, fixed things, into nature. And the question is, if these things are fixed, then surely that would impact our Bechira. And the answer is that these things are only fixed in potentials, and based on our Bechira, we will activate it at the opportune time.
Beautiful. Couldn't have said it better. Okay. Shmuel, you were going to ask something?
I was just going to bring up the same point that the Iker Machloki is Mitzideino.
Right.
Right. There's no shade on it. Hashem has completely beyond the Rabag, the Maral, the Maksha, and the Rambam, Mitzideinu, whether or not you say that Mitzideinu, that Hashem put within the Teva, that we seen Behecha had to happen.
Very good. Very good. Okay. Good. Anybody else?
If I could just say, comment a little bit, like, ideal balancing out Oyev and Choshech, it seems to me it doesn't have to be the same time. I was a little bit surprised, like you're saying, that the Choshech of the midstream managed to do the Klal Yisrael, and the Giloy only came much later on. There is no balance out of Halamakom.
What do you mean? In the case of Kriyas Yamsuf, it happened right away. They're chasing them, and then Hashem makes the Kriyas Yamsuf.
And what about the whole time that even the image died, and where was the oil that time?
Right, so...
the market was like the oil, like
right, so what exactly is Hashem's plan of when he kicks in, so to say, to bring back the balance? That is up to him. In other words, the specific balance at the specific time that Hashem wants, he knows. We don't know that measure. But whatever it is, he's going to make sure to be shomer, to guard that balance that he wants. So there could be times, for example, the Holocaust is clearly a few years of terrible, terrible darkness. Terrible, terrible darkness. And Hashem's plan was that darkness for that amount of time was the right thing what the world needed for whatever he's building up after that. But even within the Holocaust, we know there was very often, you know, different types of miracles and things, and different clear stories of Hashgacha Pratis of the Rebbeinu Shalom. So, you know, he always keeps the measure exact in the way that only he knows. Yeah. Okay. All right. Yeah. Yeah. Shavuot Tov.
Thank you.
Shabbat Shalom.
Thank you.
Abu Bakr to everyone. Okay.